Well, good evening. It's good to see everybody here. We've got a little bit better weather tonight than we had this morning. It's not raining, but I tell you, it's been a good day and tonight. Thank you for coming out for this, what we're calling a night of remembrance. Some of you, if you've used Byers Funeral Home, they do this every year, and I just picked up the idea on it. But then some people, you know, you haven't had that opportunity. But tonight, we will be singing a few songs, and then there will be a couple of us sharing, and then you'll be able to come up and take an ornament and put on the tree. But, you know, some of us has lost loved ones through the years, and a night is a night that we can just call out their name, and it's a night of remembrance. Let's stand up. Let's open in prayer, please. Father, we're so thankful for this night you've given us. We're so thankful, God, Father, that you are the healer. Father, tonight there's people that's come, there's people that's hurting this time of the year. But Lord, we pray tonight, Father, that they will find peace in you, Lord, as they leave this service here. Father, we're thankful, Lord, that you said you would send a comforter in this time. And Father, we need you right now. Father, I pray as we go into this service, Lord, that you will just, Lord, continue to wrap your arms around us and love on us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's worship the Lord.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful. faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you. Nobody loves me like you. Nobody loves me like you. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. You are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the presence of the King. In the God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the presence. King. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the presence of the King. Yes, in your presence, Lord God, there is peace. Lord, there is joy. Lord, you love us so very much, Lord God. You just want us to come and be with you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Jesus.
Hide me now within your mighty hand. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. Find rest, my soul, in Christ alone. Know His power in quietness and trust. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. I will be still and know you are God. I will be still and know you are God. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
All of our life he's been faithful. All my life. Faye, I'm going to ask you to do something for me if you would. If you'll go back and find the prayer shawl for a man and bring it up here to me. The Holy Spirit's just laid this on my heart. And this morning, this evening, I know we're in a night of remembrance, but before we move any further, if you've got a need, if you've got something that you need us to pray for you tonight about, I'm going to just ask you to step out of your seat here just for a moment. Maybe some people, you know, it might be a physical need. It might be a spiritual need. It might be right here at this time of Christmas, and you might know somebody that's not going to be able to have the finances for Christmas. But we serve a God today that's been faithful. We serve a God tonight that's been so, so good. As my cousin walked in tonight, and she was sharing with me about my other cousin's husband. And I'm going to ask my wife if she'll come down with me, but we're going to anoint this prayer shawl, and Lisa, we're going to send it to Freddie, if you will. He is going through a battle right now. He's had surgery on his eye, but he needs a touch from God. If y'all want to come down and join me, we're just going to lay hands on this, and we're going to pray and anoint it, and then Lisa's going to carry it to him. So if y'all, some of you want to come down, if you've got a need at this time here, we're just going to pray for these needs. Dear Jesus, thank you, Father. Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. And Father, as we lay hands on this prayer shawl, Lord, Father, we pray as Freddie wraps it around his body, God. Lord, he will just feel the warmth and he will feel the love of you, Lord. Father, we pray for his body tonight, Lord. We pray for complete and total healing this holiday season, Lord. Father, we pray for that eye, Lord, that they have done surgery on. Lord, that you'll just put 20/20 back in that eye, Lord. Father, I pray tonight, God. Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, for healing in Freddie's body, Lord. I pray for Patty tonight, Lord, that you'll just give her the strength that she needs at this time right now, Lord. Father, it's that song, all of our life you've been faithful. All of our life you've been so, so good. And Father, we're praying tonight, Lord. And we're believing, Lord, tonight as Freddie wraps this around his body, God. Father, for healing. Father, we believe for you. He feels the warmth of your love. Father, we pray tonight, God, that you'll just be with him, Lord. Be with this family. Father, be with this family this holiday season, Lord. Father, we ask it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Is there anybody else that needs prayer at this time? Some of y'all come up. Sandy's husband, Doug, is going for a procedure in the morning. They did a procedure a couple weeks ago, and they found some polyps there, and we don't understand why they didn't remove them polyps at this time. But Doug, she said, he's just worked up. He's nervous. And we're going to just anoint Sandy. Faye, go get another prayer shawl cloth, please. Huh? No, I just want him to wrap it around him and take it with him tomorrow. You know, just let him feel for that calm, for that peace, for that love of Christ. Yes. That's the Holy Spirit love. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You can. In the Bible, it talks about the prayer shawl and how they took prayer, you know, little pieces of cloth, and they would anoint them with oil and put over them. And then whenever they would give them to the people would feel the comfort, and they'd feel the peace of the Lord. And that's what we're doing tonight. If you're here tonight wondering what they're doing, that's what we're doing. It's scriptural. We have little packages in here that goes with it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, tonight, Lord, as we come to you, Lord. Father, you hear Sandy's heart tonight, Lord, for her husband. Father, we pray for Doug tonight, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, for peace that passes all understanding. We pray, Lord, in the morning as he goes in for this procedure, God, that you will just touch him, Lord. Father, that you will give him the calmness. You'll give him the peace that he needs tonight, God. Father, we pray in the morning, Lord, as these doctors go in to do this procedure that they're doing, Lord. Father, that they will sit there and say, by the hand of Jesus, he has been touched. He has been healed, Lord. And we're believing for complete and total healing in Doug's body. Father, we're believing for a praise report to come. We pray, Lord, as Sandy takes this prayer shawl home, he takes it in the morning. Father, he just wraps it around him and he feels your love. He feels your comfort. He feels your peace. But Lord, we're believing tonight for healing in Doug's body. Father, we pray for Sandy tonight, God. Lord, we're so thankful that she has stepped out tonight in faith. She stepped out believing tonight, Lord, that her husband is and shall be healed in Jesus' name. Father, tonight we give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, tonight we come to you. There's many other needs, Lord. Father, we're so thankful that we can come here to your house. And Lord, I pray tonight, Father, for healing in other people's bodies that's not here. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. And again, thank you for coming out. Those of you visiting, thank you for coming tonight. I'm going to piggyback a little bit off my message this morning. I preached on hope this morning. This is a night of remembrance. This is a night that you're able to remember the loved ones that's gone on before us. Some of us, it's a hard time. But you know, as I shared this morning, I'll be sharing tonight, our hope comes through Jesus Christ. He's the one that will give us the strength. He's the one that will help you get through. Some of it is just fresh right there on you. And then some of you could be just like me right now. You know, my brother, I lost him 10 years ago. And for some reason this month, it has just been hard on me. I don't know why, but, you know, it's just been hard. And some of us, you know, we grieve different ways. But tonight, we are here. And we're here tonight to remember them loved ones. We're here to remember the thoughts that, you know, they have left with you, the memories that's been left behind. Each and every one of us, we have some story that we could tell. You know, as a minister, and I do a lot of memorial services, but I call them celebration of life if they're a Christian, because, you know, they're not here. They're in heaven right now rejoicing. And one day we have that blessed hope of being reunited with them in heaven today. You know, and that's the thing that I share with people. But it's still, there's a hurt. There's still a pain that's we're left here behind to grieve. I've learned many times as a minister, whenever I go to visit somebody that's lost a loved one, and even myself, you know, and I can't tell you, I know how you feel, because I don't know how you feel. I have not been through what you've been through. I do not know the love that that person and you and that person had together. But I can tell you how I feel and what I have been through and the hurt that I've been through. And I'm here tonight to tell you that hurt, that pain that you're going through, God will help you get through it. You know, this time of the year, sometimes it triggers stuff that we don't see, because you can walk into a house and, you know, this time of the year, a lot of people love putting up the Christmas trees together. They love the Christmas ornaments, you know, and you see something and it just triggers a memory. This person here bought this for me, or this person here would always do this for me. You know, or there's a smell in the house that you smell and, you know, it just triggers that thought in your mind. And, you know, that's okay. Because I share with you tonight, there's something you don't ever want to forget, that person. And tonight we're here to celebrate. A lot of you, I want to thank you again for coming, because it took a lot of courage for you to come tonight for this here service. Some of you, the devil was sitting there saying, no, you don't need to go. But you know what? You can't get through this here by yourself. You've got to have family and friends. Right now, Valana's going to come, and she's going to share just for a few moments. Valana does our grief class, or she'll tell you what she does, but she's going to come and share just for... You want to hold it?
No.
Okay.
Good evening. We all have something in common tonight. The passing of a loved one. We come together tonight to honor God and remember that loved one. Grief is an emotion that all of us will encounter at some time in our life. Grief is complicated, but we serve a God who can uncomplicate anything. The loss of a loved one is something you never get over. However, if you are a child of God, He restores your joy and places peace in your heart. I am a living example of that. My daughter died of liver cancer at the age of 33 in 2014. I was so brokenhearted and at a loss of understanding. God kept bringing to me Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for those who love God and are called to His purpose. I started looking for the good and found all kinds of good. For example, my daughter lived in Tampa and we lived here. We couldn't get into her house when we went down to, because she wouldn't answer the phone, so we didn't know what was wrong. But anyway, her next door neighbor was an EMT. So God sent her own EMT. That was one of the good things. Since that time, in every tragedy and everything in my life, I have learned to look for the good things. Start looking for good things in everything, even the passing of a loved one, because they are there. You just have to look. I didn't look before my daughter died, and now I look. And if you look, you will find some good. 5 years later, during the same month, my 36-year-old son died of fentanyl overdose. Once again, I had detectives and autopsies in my life. I cried out to God, Lord, I prayed for 20 years for you to heal my son. I don't understand. And you know what God told me? He said, I did answer your prayer. Just not the way you thought I would. Sometimes I heal on earth, and sometimes I heal at the gates of heaven. So God did answer my prayer. I pondered that I pondered that a lot. Then I realized you cannot pick and choose what you trust God for. It's all or nothing. You can't just trust Him for the little things or the happy things. You got to trust Him no matter what, because that's what the Word of God says. His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I believe with all of my heart that the Lord took both me and my son out of our miserable lives. His misery was chasing heroin, and my misery was watching him chase heroin. Do I miss my kids? Absolutely, every single day. They were both saved. Kelly was saved in our living room with me reading her Romans Road. TJ was saved at the Wilds Youth Camp in North Carolina. I prayed that the Lord would show me that my children were in heaven, and He did. He gave me a vision, not of my daughter in heaven, but of heaven. And when I was like in a trance, and when I came out of that, when I wake up in the land of glory with the saints, I will tell my story, was playing on the radio. Confirmation. TJ lived in a drug shed in Fruitland Park, but there was a pastor that visited the drug shed all the time, and he had many, many, many talks with my son. He came to visit me at my house when my son was there, and he confirmed at his funeral that TJ was saved. The fact that I will see my children again with prayer and thanksgiving, the Lord has restored my joy and filled me with His peace. He will do the same for you as well. To heal from the death of a loved one, you must, one, accept the reality of your new normal. If you don't accept the reality of your new normal, you will get stuck in grief. Look for the good, because Jesus has put it there. Trust God no matter what the circumstance, because all things do work together for good for those who love God and are called to His purpose. Lord, I ask You to restore the joy of each person here, and fill the void in their heart with Your peace. I do a grief class a couple times a year. The next one will be in February. It goes through what grief is, how grief affects different things in your life, like your circumstance, how close you were to the loved one, all that kind of stuff. It tells you how to respond to people who say dumb things, because a lot of people say dumb things. But I prayed about that. And the reason they say dumb things is because they don't know what to say. And so you just have to realize they're doing their best. And I talk about what Billy Graham says about grief. And then at the end, we do a craft and go to eat pizza or something. But anyway, the material is very good. I didn't write it, but I broke it up into classes, and it's 8 weeks. So if you feel a need to understand grief a little better, then, you know, sign up for the class. Amen.
Amen. In a few moments, you'll be able to come up and share the name of your loved one. But, you know, the night as we were singing in praise and worship, and I understand how some of you feel. I lost my dad. He was my best friend. It was sudden. He had a heart attack. I remember the day I got the phone call, and I was destroyed. I didn't know what to do. I wasn't in church at the time. I wasn't serving the Lord, and I ran the other way instead of running to Jesus. But thank God, about 6 months later, Jesus got a hold of me. 9 months later, and I came to Jesus, and He has helped me get through that loss my dad, my grandparents, both of them helped build this church here, and they were very, very vital in my life. They were very big parts of my life. You know, and whenever my grandmother passed away, I cried, and I, you know, called out to God like Valana said, but you know what? I knew it was all according to God's perfect plan. My wife lost her father. I never will forget that day, and we getting a phone call and having to go and to her house, and then just a few years later, her mother died. But you know, folks, I'm here to tell you tonight, God will help you get through it. God will pull you through whatever you're going through. There's a Psalms, it's the 23rd Psalms, and most of you know it by heart. You can say it, but I'm just going to share with you a little bit about it. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That very first verse there, "The Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want." The Lord, He's not someone else's shepherd. He's your shepherd whenever you call upon Him. He's my shepherd. He's your shepherd. He's each and every one of our shepherds. And, you know, the shepherd, what's a shepherd do? A shepherd protects his sheep. A shepherd takes care of his sheep. A shepherd, you know, sheep, I share this with our congregation, sheep are dumb. I just hate to tell you that. But if you read up on sheep, sheep are dumb. I'm not saying that y'all are dumb. Now don't go home and say, "I'm not going back to that church because that pastor called me dumb." But you know what? That's why the sheep have a shepherd. That's why they have the long staff, is to sit there whenever they're not going the right way, to pull them back in. And that's the way Jesus is with us. He will pull us back in. But also, He is our shepherd. He says, "We shall not want." He gives us everything we need in this time that we're going through, in this hurting that we're going through. God will give you everything you need. Everything you want, He will be there. He'll be here for your family. He'll be here for your friends. You know, the good thing about God, and we've heard it already tonight, He sees our needs, and He's there to meet us in our needs of what we're going through. He makes provisions for us whenever we're about to do something, as Valana said, something that's displeasing or something we should be doing. God is right there. He's the great shepherd, and He will keep His hand upon you, and He'll help pull you through what you're going through. The good thing about God is He's the shepherd. He's with you every step of the way. Verse 2 and 3 says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake." Life's going to still go on. I can share with you tonight, I remember whenever my dad died, I sit there and I said, "How can I continue on? How can I go on?" But you know what? Life is still going on, and because life has gone on, my wife and I have been able to reach many people in the ministry, and you know, we've been able to do things we never dreamed that we could do. Why? Because we reached out to the shepherd. We reached out and we said, "God, take our hand. Lead us down the path that You want us to go down." Life will throw mean people at you. He'll put us in difficult situations. We've heard this in the time that you've grieved, in the time that you've gone through. People will come up and say stuff, and you're sitting there saying, "Where did that come from? I've been there." But you know what? Life will go on, and the shepherd will take care of you, and He'll help you get through there. Sometimes your health is not where it needs to be, or sometimes your finances is not where it needs to be. But it says right here in this Psalms, "The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want." He brings us to places where it seems we face more needs than supply. But you know what? I can stand here tonight and tell you, He has met every need that I have ever went through. He's given me everything I have ever needed. There's scars that's held up inside of you. There's hurts that's held up inside of you. We don't understand why we lose these loved ones. Some of us has lost loved ones at a very young age. But you know, God is still there. He's still there to take care of us. We would all be crazy. We would all be in trouble if it wasn't for God's gentle hand that brings calmness and brings peace into our life. Sometimes we get into desperate situations. Sometimes we get into desperate places in our life, especially whenever we lose a loved one. We lose somebody close to us. But in this Psalms right here, it says, He leads us to green pastures. He leads us to still waters. And, you know, I think we sing a song, "Be still and know that I am God." A lot of times we've just got to back up and we got to be still. Like Valana said, we got to wait and He will reveal to us and He'll show us what our prayers is, and He'll answer our prayers. God, whenever you're in that desperate place or you're in that desperate situation, turn to Him and He'll take you to them green pastures. God has a gentle hand that will bring peace to you. I believe that this is His way of doing that for the ones we remember tonight. God shows us the love of the family and friends. You know, some of us, it's hard right now. I know I watch my wife as she cooks and she bakes this year through the years, and it's Christmas, and it's so exciting to me, and I've never told her this. This is the first time, but she has her mom's recipes out on the table, and she's sitting there, and she's going by her mom's recipe, you know, piece by piece, how her mom did it as she bakes cookies. And you know what she's been able to do with that? Her mom's been gone almost 15 years now, but she's passing that along to our grandchildren. And what are they going to do? They're going to pass it along to their children. And, you know, and that's a tradition there. That's something that we've got to hold on to that loved one there. As I've shared with you about the memories and the perfume. But, you know, the recipes, it's not only about cooking. Some of you might sew. Some of you might do things that, you know, you're able to pass on to generations behind us. That's the way I believe God uses different people in different ways. He's the same God for us who will bring peace even whenever we don't think there's peace to come. Whenever we're going through them trials, it says right there, He will lead us into them green pastures. He will bring peace to us. He guides our steps in every way we go, if we will let Him. You know, the thing about Him is, and I share with people sometimes, whenever you go through a time like this here, what we're here tonight, we're here to bring remembrance to Him. We can either go one way or we can go to the other way, but God will guide your steps if you'll turn to Him. It says, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff that comfort me. Right there, what's that saying? It says, love, the gentle peace that God brings us. But we cannot stay hidden from life. Some of us, you know, we want to maybe just go into a hiding plot and say, I don't know what to do, but I want to encourage you tonight to keep moving forward. Keep pressing in. There's times that you're going to leave the green pastures. There's times that you're going to leave your comfort zone. There's times that you're going to leave the quiet waters. We have to walk them paths by ourselves. Sometimes them paths takes us to cool places. Sometimes they take us in situations that were scary, because this time of year, there's going to be a first for you on a lot of things. There's going to be a first time that you wake up Christmas morning and that loved one's not there. Or there's going to be a first time that you call for that person and they're not there. But you know what? That scary place, God will help you get through it. Because He says, what did He say in this passage right here? David describes it as the valley of shadow of death. But folks, God is our hope. He's our strength. Our loved ones, they knew the valley. We all do, because there's things that would bring us there. The good news is that the same God who shepherds us in the good times, He fearlessly walks with us through those hard times. He even has a rod. And I get it sometimes to whack me back into place whenever I start going down the wrong path in life. You know, folks, that's the shepherd that I'm talking about tonight. That's the shepherd that's going to bring the strength and the comfort to you. He carries that staff. As I said, there were sheep. You know, now I was in Israel, and some of y'all was with me, you know, and sheep, they have a path there that they walk down the whole time. But the shepherd was still there with that staff. And, you know, we saw them sometimes. They would go out, and they would bring the sheep, and they would be toting that sheep back into the fold with everybody else. Was it Jesus said He left the 99 and went after the one? You might be the one that's hurting tonight, and Jesus wants to bring the comfort. He wants to bring the peace to you. You prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, folks, the anointing oil, the full coat, speaks of a wind. You sit here and say, well, what are you talking about, Pastor, tonight? The wind. I'm talking about our loved ones. Yes, we grieve, we hurt. But you know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, they've got a brand new body tonight. No more sickness, no more pain, no more suffering. They are celebrating. And the good thing about that is this one day we're going to be reunited with them. One day we're going to be there with them if we continue to follow Jesus. You know, some of us, you know, no matter how we feel, God's going to give you that victory celebration. David closes with a promise of God's goodness and mercy. It says it will follow us all the days of our life. God will be with you. God will help you get peace in this time that you're going through right now. God is our hope. He's our help. He's our comforter. He's who we got to turn to in this time right now. This holiday season, I want to encourage those of you here tonight. I want to encourage you to be the light that shines above all lights in this time that we're going through. It's okay to cry. It's okay to shed tears. It's okay to bring back the memories. I have done that. But yes, there's a void in your life. There's an emptiness there that nobody can ever replace. Nobody can ever fill that. I know that. But you know what? I bet you, if we asked our loved ones that's gone before us, they wouldn't want to come back here. They would tell us, keep serving God. Keep telling people about this Jesus. It's beautiful up here. So that's what happens so many times, you know, whenever we lose a loved one, we're tore apart. And I want to encourage you to continue to remember them. Continue to remember those good things. As I've shared with you, encourage you to pass along traditions you've always done. This holiday season, I know it's going to be tough for some people. But I want to share with you a couple of things in closing here. You've got to be intentional about what you're doing. Be a blessing to people. Be a blessing. When you say, well, Pastor, how do I do that? Love on people. Share with people. You know, people might be here tonight that's hurting, and you've been through that hurt, and God is going to use you to help them get through this transition that they're going through. You know, don't sit there and say, well, I just can't put up a tree this year. No, put up that tree. This ornament that you're carrying home tonight, label on that ornament their name and put a date on it that you can always go there and look. You know, be a blessing. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God is love. God sent his Son, Jesus, here to love us. And folks, I want to encourage you. He wants to love on you tonight. The next thing is be active. Don't stay home. Get out and do things. It's okay to grieve. It's okay to cry. It's easy to crawl in a hole and just say, I don't want to do nothing. I've been there. I can tell you, I've been there. But you know what? I don't want to go back to that hole. I want to look forward to Jesus. I want to look forward to what he's got planned for me. So be active. You invite somebody over for Christmas lunch. So maybe somebody that's also going through this thing. Plant a seed. And the last thing, as I shared with you earlier, be still. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. You have a legacy in the person that we're celebrating tonight. They've impacted your life. If they hadn't, you wouldn't be here. But I just want to share with you, God is our refuge and our strength. He's ever present in a time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. You know, tonight, God is your refuge. Tonight, God is your strength. Tonight, God will help you get through. There's a passage that I'm going to close with. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And the last verse is in verse 55. It says, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? We've got victory tonight because we've got Jesus. Our loved ones that's gone ahead of us right now, they've got victory tonight. Why do they have victory? Because they've got Jesus living inside. They've got that brand new body. They've got that hope. We've got that hope that one night, one day we're going to be reunited with them. Folks, I want to encourage you tonight. Don't sit there and linger, but just sit there and remember them, but move forward, because we have hope in Jesus. And what we have also, some of them have suffered, some of them has been through pain, but no more suffering, no more pain. Tonight they're rejoicing, they're walking the streets of gold. Right now my wife's going to come and we're going to move into this part, and she will explain to you what we're going to do right here.
Whenever you come up, there's a little packet here, and it has an ornament in it for you. And if you have more than one loved one that you want to remember tonight, you can get one for each loved one, or you can just get one, however you want to do it, okay? And on the ornament, it says, "I am always with you." There's also a little card inside with the cardinal on it. The cardinal's on the ornament and on the card. It says, "Those we love don't go away. They walk beside us every day, unseen, unheard, but always near. Still loved, still missed, and very dear." That's the memory we have of our loved one. And you know, no one can take away memories, can they? No one can take away our memories. So as you come up, you'll just take one off of the tray, or I will hand it to you. And if you want to share something about your loved one, their name, who they are, or a sweet memory, you feel welcome to do that as well, okay?
And if you've remembered somebody last year or whatever, and you want to remember that person again,
yeah,
feel free to do that. We're not just on this year here. If, as my wife said, if there's multiple people, feel free, because this is a night that we get to remember those that's impacted us so much.
And when you put the ornament on the tree at the end of the service, you can come back and get your ornament and take it home, okay? And I'll start us out. My husband did mention my parents. My dad was Jack Maddox. He died suddenly with a heart attack in 2005, and my mother passed in 2010, Dorothy Maddox. She had a five-year battle with cancer, but you know what? She's completely healed on the other side now. Amen. Both of them are. So I remember, I love my parents dearly, treasure their memory, and this year I have done a lot of baking. For some reason this year it's just tugged at my heart more for some reason. Not that you don't always love them, but this year I've just really remembered them during the Christmas season, maybe while I've been cooking or whatever, I don't know, but this is for them.
Somebody else want to step up if you want to come and just form a line, whatever?
These are my children. This is Heather, and this is Joey. That's my grandson, Jace. Look at that little smile. But anyway, their mother passed away October 3rd, so it's very, very raw for them, and it's a very, very tough Christmas because this is their first Christmas without their mother.
Three and a half months ago, we received the phone call that we had been dreading. Mike's dad had reached 91 years old, and he was doing very poorly. We arranged a flight, but we didn't make it in time. And I dealt with that for a long time. Why couldn't he wait? But I'm glad that he didn't wait. I'm glad that he went home to be with Jesus, and he was no longer suffering or having any problems. But we miss him dearly. And when Mike announced that he was going to marry me, his father, he hated me. He did not like me at all. And he yelled at Mike and told him to really think it over. And within years, he told me, actions speak louder than words. And I couldn't love you more if I had given birth to you myself.
Praise
God.
And
I miss him every day.
I remember my parents. They've been dead for quite a few years. I think our dad was 1995. My mom was 2004. And then I lost my in-laws 2 years ago. So it's like I've lost a lot of family. So I remember them tonight.
I lost my husband on January 16th while I was in a nursing home. I met Ed when I was 18 years old in business school. He walked in a little bit late in the fall semester to a business school, and every girl's eyes popped out except mine, because I was not dating at all. But my husband was a man of determination. 5 days a week, he would ask me for a date. Finally, I gave in, and one day when I didn't have enough money for supper, because he offered me supper. So the following year, we were married. But he never told me one time a day that he loved me. It was many times. He was a faithful father, dedicated to his family. At one time, he worked a full-time job and 3 part-time jobs to provide for us, and never complained. I miss him. I also lost my brother in March, and my sister-in-law that lived about three miles from me. And it's just been a hard year, but I've had Jesus sustaining me and keeping me going and keeping me thinking about the positive things, not the negative. And I just thank God for his care, and every day assuring me that he loves me and it's okay. It's going to be okay.
Terry, just lost her husband a couple weeks ago. We did his memorial Tuesday at the National Cemetery. If you knew him, he was a loving man. As I shared at his service the other day, he cared not only about his wife and his family, but he cared about the world. He fed a lot of people around the world. He fed a lot of people that he come in contact with. He defended our country. He was 91 years old, Paul was. You know, and he would come in and sit, talk to me and share, and never once did he complain about defending our country. You know, a lot of our veterans, if you ask them, they would do it again. But this evening, we know that he's in heaven with God, and one day you're going to be reunited with him.
Like my sister said, I miss our parents very much, even though it's been a long time. And also our grandparents. But also I miss my son Eric, who passed away in 83 of leukemia. He was 5 years old. There ain't a day that goes by I don't think of him. Now, I can't hang this because of the neuropathy.
Lost my youngest sister in September. She was my life support. And I miss her so much.
For many. The first great love was my dad. I was 12. Then 20 years later, his mother, my grandmother, who was a rock. I mean, I miss her a lot. My mom, there's many. My son has friends that have gone. And recently, this past year, I lost a good friend. So I'm adding her to my daily devotion, and the list will go on until I see them again. Thank you.
Is there anybody else? It might not be this year, it could be from years past, but you just want to recognize them tonight. Feel free to come forward.
The first one is for my dad, my stepdad, Jim, who he passed away last year in October. I came down here to Florida, or over here to Florida, to be his caregiver as he was on hospice. And this one's for him. The second one is for my real dad, my natural dad, who passed away in 2009.
and I don't talk about him often. There's a lot of mixed feelings with that. And I miss him a lot this year. This one I never talked about. This is for a baby that I miscarried. And I just want to honor her spirit. I know I'll meet her in heaven.
Remember my sister, she was 2 years older than me, and we just always had a great time. She got me in trouble all the time because she was a little bit older. Our daddy wouldn't let us go out with boys until we were 16, so all the girls already had all the good boys, good looking ones anyway. So we one night I'm just going to tell you this little story. One night she decided she wanted to go out, and my daddy said, well, it's got to be a double date. She said, well, Mary's going with me. I said, I am? She said, yep. Well, wouldn't you know that another couple was with us, and her mom and dad didn't get in till 11 o'clock, and here we sit in front of her house with two boys and three girls. And I happened to see a light over the back of, because I was sitting at the steering wheel playing. And my dad was coming over the hill. And when we got home, she runs to the bathroom and locks herself in. And he's blessing me out because I'm sitting at the steering wheel. I said, Daddy, it wasn't me. I didn't even have a date. But anyway, I want to remember her. She was my friend. She was my sister. She was a lover for me. She was one of my great. And then my husband, he was a lover too. And the way I met him was his brother was marrying my best friend. And he was coming home from service. He got drafted, and then they waited on him to get home before they got married. And so she says, come on, I want you to go over to the shop and meet Sonny. I said, well, I don't think so because, you know, he was a lot older than me. He was 9 years older than me. And so anyway, I went over there, and he had on his cowboy boots. He had his Levi's on that buttoned up. I hated them because I had to go look for them after we got married. And he was standing up there, no shirt. I can still see him. He was washing his hands, and he looked over at me, and he kind of, yeah, you know. So I said, okay, Buster, I'm marrying you. And I did. My sister-in-law, she was tickled to death because we were sister-in-laws then, not best friends. But he was always a good man. He was a cattle hauler for years, for about 35 years, and then he was a mechanic, a diesel mechanic, and a Thermo King man. And he never met a stranger, although he was a quiet person. And he was just one of those guys you just kind of liked all the time. But one of the things that got me was, he told me when I told him that I told my sister-in-law, I want a date with him. And she says, I don't know about that, Mary. And I said, why? And she says, well, he's got his suitcase packed. He's going up to Pennsylvania or somewhere to meet a girl. And I said, oh, yeah? And so that night I called him. And I said, I'd like to go out with you. I wanted him, and I got him. I had him for 55 years.
Praise God.
I'd be married 60. I think 68 right now. But he was a fine man. He was a Christian. He was over the bus. We lived in Belglade. I don't know if y'all know where Belglade is, right down at the end of the Lake Okeechobee. We lived in South Bay, and lots of things went on in that town. But those are the two people I really remember. I had a good family, and that meant a lot. And I've been a Christian for a long time. My dad went away to war, left us all there with my grandparents, and we all got along good. So I got one of these at home.
Remember my siblings. Last year I lost my oldest sister. It'd be a year at the end of the month. And also remember my son and all my family, my parents.
This is in memory of Martha Bass, who I was blessed to have as my mother.
Anybody else? I'm going to put three on the tree tonight. Some of y'all know them, but as I was preparing for this service tonight, and two of them was my spiritual parents. One of them was my spiritual father, and that was Brother Anspaugh. And then his wife, Pork, and I'm going to mail these to their children up in Yulee. And then the other one here and his wife is not able to be here tonight, but I know she's watching on live stream, and he was a big part of building this church here. Used to, if you come in, you saw in the bathrooms, it said Adam and Eve. He did most of the tile work, most of the block work, and I don't know whatever, but Tommy went home to be with the Lord, and we're going to put one on there for Tommy Adams tonight. So, Brother and Sister Anspaugh and Tommy Adams. Is there anybody else? If you're visiting with us, I don't want to stop right now, but just a moment. If there's somebody.
This is in memory of my mom and dad. 2007 for my dad, 2008 2018 for my mom.
Anybody else? Well, I'm going to pray here. We've got some cookies and some refreshments back in the back there. I want to invite you to stay with us and just let's remember these that we've called out their names tonight. We can celebrate their lives. We've heard how they've impacted each and every one of us here. At the end of this, if you want to come up and get your picture made in front of the tree and just take your ornament off, I want to encourage you to take them off and take them home with you. If you want somebody to take your picture, if you're here by yourself, my wife or me will take it. But this holiday season, I just want to encourage you, stay busy. I'm going to share something about somebody, and Terry lost her husband just a few weeks ago, and we've got a lady here in the church just connected with her in the last week and a half, and that's what we've got to do. We've got to find somebody that's hurting and connect with them and bring the holiday joy, bring the holiday spirit to them, and just don't sit there and say, I can't get through. As I said earlier, God will help you get through what you're going through. Father, we come here tonight. Father, we're thankful, Lord, for the names that was called out tonight. Father, each and every one of them has impacted somebody's life in a mighty way. But Father, tonight, I pray, Lord, Father, that you will bring the peace, that you'll bring the comfort to them tonight, Lord. Holy Spirit, wrap your arms around them. Holy Spirit, come and love on them this holiday season. Father, as we get close to Christmas, Lord, and it's the time of giving, Father, just let them realize that you have not forgot them, that you're still there with them. Father, you're walking each step of the way. Father, you're sitting there with your hand reached out saying, come with me, my child. I will take care of you. Continue, Lord, to be with us. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Feel free to come up here, get your picture made if you want to, and take your ornament home with you.